The two big names in public radio and public television in Western Massachusetts are joining together. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, this summer New England Public Radio and WGBY will become New England Public Media.
The partnership reunites two media companies that have a common history. NEPR was started as WFCR in 1961 by the Boston-based WGBH. 10 years later, WGBH launched WGBY to provide public television to the Springfield area. Now, the two stations will join up to form a nonprofit. Martin Miller, CEO and general manager of NEPR, will become president of the new group, New England Public Media.
We're doing this because we've seen increased competition from all kinds of media, and we're concerned about the region in terms of media coverage, especially journalism, and a lot of this is about expanding our journalism.
Miller says over time, he expects NEPR listeners will hear more news and core programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. But he says for the programs that are on now,
people will not notice any changes. They will still hear classical music, they'll still hear jazz, they'll still hear Jazz Safari, Tertulia.
Anthony Hayes, general manager of WGBY, says the consolidation won't result in any immediate changes to its TV offerings. But he says the partnership will expand WGBY's imprint in other ways.
I think it would allow the staff that we currently have to do more. Staff that's currently assigned to just WGBY television will now be able to have more content, learn more about digital opportunities, and do more with radio.
Hayes says the station's five-day-a-week flagship program, Connecting Point, will remain on the air, and that its schedule won't change. Combined, WGBY and NEPR have nearly 80 employees. Both stations are located in downtown Springfield. Hayes says staff may move offices as a result of the partnership, but Miller and Hayes say there won't be any layoffs or compensation changes for current employees. Since 1967, NEPR has been owned by UMass Amherst. Its call letters, WFCR, actually stand for Five College Radio, a consortium that includes Amherst, Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, and Smith Colleges. UMass currently employs 24 NEPR workers, and that won't change, according to John Kennedy, a vice chancellor at UMass Amherst.
All of the UMass employees will continue to receive the same level of benefits that they always have.
UMass will continue to hold the broadcast license for WFCR. WGBH will retain control over the TV broadcast license. New England Public Media's new boss, Martin Miller, will answer to a new board of directors, UMass and WGBH in Boston. Kennedy says while other media consolidations have gutted local content, this will do the opposite.
The other thing that it does is it allows our regional news operation to access the resources of WGBH in the eastern part of the state to bring news from the eastern part of the state out west and vice versa.
Sam Hudzik is news director at NEPR. He's speaking as a member of their employee union.
Some of us are concerned about merging with an organization that's not represented by a union and what that means for worker protections for us and for employees who are hired in the future.
He says workers in his newsroom were promised NEPR will remain free of editorial influence from WGBH in Boston.
You know, that's certainly our hope that that's how it works out. We feel strongly that we were hired to serve this region first.
WGBH has committed to investing $6 million over 6 years into the new venture. Kennedy says support for New England Public Media will still come primarily through listener donations and grants. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.